Hello, everyone, and welcome to Freedom Sway Monday. We're going to start our message in about 3 to 5 minutes because this is a live teleconference call, which means people will be dialing in from all over the place, and we need to give them a little bit of time to get here. And if you have opened this message from a digital or archive source, please know that it is a live call. And if you would like to join us, digital listeners, on our teleconferences, they're held every Monday night and Friday night at 8:30. You would dial 605-475-2090 and enter your access code, which is 373-363-pound. You can also find out more about Freedom's Way on our website, Freedoms with an S, Freedom's Way Ministries is plural, .com. So it's FREEDOMSWAYMINISTRIES.com. So welcome. While we're waiting for others to get here, if you'd like to say hello, now is a good time to do that.
Hello, Vicki. This is Helen, and I thought I was late.
Hi, Helen. You're not late. I also think I heard Judy.
Oh, I hope so.
I heard Judy's babies.
Yeah.
I heard some kind of babies out there.
Yeah. I just called her a while ago. I'm anxious of how it all happened. She got them.
Hallelujah.
Yep.
Steve and Cindy from Montana.
Hello, hello, and welcome.
I used
Annette
to live in my.
Thank you, Annette.
My wife in there too. I made it too, Vicki. I'm in there also. Mitch from Jacksonville, down here in Ocala right now.
Okay, praise God.
Working on
it, Marie.
Marie, welcome.
Thank you.
I live in Florida now, but I used to live in Montana. Finn.
Hi, Finn.
Hi.
Glad you made it.
Yep, looking forward to it.
Mark's on.
Hey, Mark. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Mark.
A wonderful, wonderful group of strong Christians tonight. And anybody else want to say hello before I mute your phones and we get started tonight? Praise the Lord. People are actually dialing in on time, babe. God is good. Okay, last chance. Anybody else want to say good morning? Anybody else want to say hello before I mute your phones? If not, just hang on. What this means for anyone of you who might be new on the line, you will be able to hear us clearly, but there won't be any background noise from any other phone, including yours. So if you are moving around your house or in your car, whatever, it's not going to disturb anyone. So let me do that right now, and we'll get started. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Well, welcome. My name is Phil Burdett, and I am here with my wife, Vicki. We're Freedom's Way Ministries, and our mission is to help you come into your full, true identity in Christ and enjoy all the benefits of kingdom living and kingdom authority. And anything that we can do to help you in that area, we are glad to do it. Feel free to contact us at any time. And tonight we have actually these messages helps in this, of course, as well as personal study in the Word. But tonight we have a special message on the anointing of God. You will be blessed. I'm going to pray us in and get us started. So buckle your seatbelts. Here we go. Father God, we just worship you and thank you this evening for your Word. The anointing on your Word. We thank you, Lord, that this is your heart on the matter. And we give you honor and praise this evening from the bottoms of our hearts. And we say, Holy Spirit, have your way this evening with your people. Speak to your people. Touch their heart. Give them some nuggets of truth that they can grow on tonight, Lord. Help them to do that, Lord. Speak through your Word. Make it clear. And in the name of Jesus, I turn aside any interloper, any foul spirit that would attempt to blunt the Word, distract the Word, or distract anyone from receiving all that God has for them. Excuse me. This evening, hallelujah, including that spirit, hallelujah. And we say, again, Holy Spirit, have your way tonight with your people. Bless them abundantly this evening in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, praise the Lord. We have been in a series, Understanding and Moving in the Anointing of God. And hopefully all of us who have followed this series on Understanding and Moving in the Anointing of God have discovered something wonderful about ourselves. All of us are anointed by God. We all have gifts and talents and abilities, and most of us don't use even a small portion of what we've been given, partly because we don't believe we can, or we don't really believe we are anointed with gifts. But remember, within the gift is the ability to produce the gift. That ability is the anointing of God. Every gift, talent, and ability carries with it God's anointing. Acts 10:38 says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And this is our foundational scripture for these messages. And it tells us Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. Jesus didn't have any problem releasing the anointing to change lives and circumstances. But we seem to have a big problem when it comes to releasing the anointing God put within us. So our purpose in these teachings is to understand everything we can about God's anointing so we can walk in it every day and in every way and release it into every situation and circumstance in our lives.
Thank you, Lord.
How's your heart after the message last week, as an example? Do we all have an attitude that is content and yields to the Holy Spirit?
Yeah, and I just want to say, if you missed that on heart, right heart attitudes, just let us know after the meeting, and I'll send you that link.
Amen. So what does a great attitude look like?
Oh, let me give you an example. Okay. One day, a woman woke up, and she only had 3 hairs. On her head. She looked in the mirror. She said, I think I'll braid my hair today. And the next day when she looked in the mirror, she only had 2 hairs on her head. Today I think I'll wear my hair in 2 ponytails. The third day, she woke up with only one hair on her head. Today, I'll put my hair in a single ponytail. On the fourth day, she looked in the mirror and saw that she was completely bald. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, I don't have to worry about fixing my hair. No, I'm strange. Praise the Lord. You know, having that kind of joyful attitude makes a tremendous difference in what we release spiritually, as we talk with others, as we interact on our jobs, with our families, and with our friends. Right heart attitudes enable us to gain ability to release God's anointing, to heal people, and to set people free. When we allow unforgiveness, bitterness, anger, anxiety, criticism, accusation, and a whole bunch of other ungodly stuff to creep in and deceive us into agreeing with it, that can effectively steal our ability to release God's anointing. So we need to guard our hearts. This doesn't mean we check in on ourselves to see how we're doing and say something like, well, look at the week I've had so far. I guess I'm in pretty good shape. No. It means we stand watch over every thought that comes our way and every word that wants to issue forth from our lips. When we turn aside ungodly thoughts and words, and only open our hearts to what God has for us, not what we see or hear from the world and hell, the anointing can flow. Amen.
Amen. Jesus Christ turned the negative into a positive, sickness into health, bondage into freedom. The purpose of God's anointing is to bring about that kind of change. The anointing is meant to release freedom and health and make a difference in our lives and the lives of others.
Thank you, Lord.
When God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power, he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. Jesus released the anointing of God in several ways. One we've already talked about is the spoken word. We can release the anointing, the resurrection power of the Holy Spirit, by speaking words of life that will revive life, health, gifts, and dreams, and visions from heaven.
Thank you, Lord.
Religious thinking, the letter of the law, leaves dead things dead until some nebulous time in the future. It also tends to kill things that aren't dead yet. We get to choose whether we live in victory or defeat. Deuteronomy 30:19, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. You know, you just said something that was so, it just impacted me, even though I've heard it and heard it and heard it. Religious thinking leaves dead things dead. Until, oh yeah, I know he'll rise again in the resurrection. Jesus, I am the resurrection. And it kills things that aren't dead yet. Help us, Jesus. When we have right heart attitudes and we're free from religiosity, we can increase our ability to release the anointing without hesitation, without fear, and without pride. it amazes me the number of people who want to take credit for what God's doing. Well, I prayed and it happened. Really? Maybe you've learned how to release the anointing of God, and maybe you haven't. Maybe it was the prayer of some other intercessor. Maybe it was a combination of many prayers, a corporate anointing that broke through and brought the breakthrough. But however it happens, know this. It is God's anointing, not ours. It is God's power, not ours. We simply have his permission to use his power. We are the glory carriers, but it's his glory. It is his glory, church. It can be a tricky thing to carry the glory of God and not touch it. But pride is another thing that will hinder our ability to release God's anointing from within us. The spoken word of the living God is anointed, and when it is released, it cannot be stopped. Pride can't stop the anointing, but it can prevent the release of it.
Amen. We're learning ways we can release God's anointing. Through the spoken word is one, and through touch is another. When it is released, the anointing flows through our hands. We've all heard about the laying on of hands for impartation. Anointing can be released, and it can also be imparted through the laying on of hands. God touches us. Think of the prophet Jeremiah. Let's go there. Let's read it in Jeremiah 1, 4 through 10. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you, and before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you, and I ordained you a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for you shall go to all that I shall send you, and whatsoever I command you, you shall speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. God put forth his hand and touched Jeremiah's lips. He cleansed them. He empowered them. There is an impartation of God's anointing when we touch others. We can impart life. We can impart peace. We can impart freedom. We can impart wholeness.
Yes, Lord.
We can impart whatever the person needs because of the anointing of God within us. When we touch and speak at the same time, it is doubly powerful.
We had on our morning line, we had a word of the day. I guess it was one day last week. I remember it was, we're the glove, he's the hand. Think about that. When you stretch your hand forth, it is an extension of God's hand. I have a friend, and this is testimony time here. I have a friend. I believe that she's probably, well, I know she's the most outstanding teacher I've ever known. She teaches in an alternative high school. And that's a classroom for students who can't make it in a regular high school classroom setting. These students range in age. Her class is anywhere from 16 years old to 22. And that creates a really unique dynamic in and of itself. These are not special education students. They are not handicapped students, physically or mentally challenged. But these are kids who are rebellious. They are angry, antisocial, full of fear, full of shame, very aggressive oftentimes. Often they are abused. They're ripe for the label of dropout. Their futures are totally uncertain. Their homes are chaotic and dysfunctional, even if they even have a home. Some of these students, and I was a volunteer in her classroom for a number of years, but some of these students just really, they go from place to place. They go from grandmother to aunt to friend to, they don't even have a home. But anyway, because of these kids' track record of failure, test times are extremely stressful for them, especially, you know, the state required test, where are you, what's your level of education, whatever. And those requirements of absolute silence and the threat of the clock, because everything is timed, the time deadlines, this can create a tremendous mental trauma that just simply erases what they know, and they cannot recall the simplest things. And my friend walks through her classroom in those times, and she very gently just touches the shoulders of the student, and she speaks quietly. She speaks words of peace to them, words of clarity of mind, words of encouragement. And her classes every year have the highest graduation rates across the state in similar classrooms. Many of these kids go on to become productive members of their communities. That is the anointing of God that is flowing through her. So, while touch is one of the ways anointing is imparted, I do not believe that physical touch is necessary for anointing to be imparted. I once got a call after our morning call, this was a few years back, from somebody who said, I won't keep you, I just want to ask you a question. And she said, as you were praying for so-and-so, I could hardly move. I was in bed and I thought, what is this? I felt like I was in a cloud of peace or something, and my body was really heavy, but I was happy. I was just full of joy, and this isn't the first time it's happened, and I just want to know, what is it? What is it? The anointing of God in the prayer for someone else so touched this woman that she received. You know, Phil and I have seen God work too many times without a physical in the world touch to think that God can't impart something without that laying on of hands. This may sound really strange, but I don't believe I have to be in your presence to lay hands on you either. When I lay hands on someone in the spirit, it is the same as if we are face to face and I touch them. And the best testimony I have about that concerns one of my aunts. Her name is Dot. Aunt Dot. Years ago, she and my aunt, these were my mom's three surviving sisters at the time. There was Dot, Jane, and Doris, and they each had their little house, but they were in a little triangle in the same little space, kind of. And they called it assisted living, which I thought was very clever. But anyway, I went to visit my aunts, and Dot had been doing some yard work. She had gotten into poison ivy. And, I mean, this woman was in terrible shape. Her arms, her face, she looked like raw hamburger. She was so red and blistered, and one eye was swollen shut, and she was thoroughly miserable. And I went over. I was going to put my hand on her, pray for her, and she said, "Oh, no, don't touch me. Don't touch me. Don't come near. Don't." Yeah. And that night, I dreamed that I got up from the bed and went into her room, laid hands on her, and prayed for the healing anointing to flow from God's throne. That was one of the most vivid dreams I have ever had. It was so real. I wondered if it had really happened. And I asked my husband, "Did I get up last night?" He said, "Oh, no. You slept all night long." And when my Aunt Dot woke up, all the swelling was gone from her body. And there was only one little spot of redness on her cheek and on her elbow. It was an absolute miracle. Absolute miracle. I've never seen anything quite like it. And I said all that to say this. There is no distance in the spirit. We do not have to physically touch someone for God's anointing to flow. It's okay if we do physically touch someone. And also, let me say this. You don't have to fall down. Or as the church likes to put it, be slain in the spirit for the anointing to be imparted. You can receive it standing up. You can receive it falling down. Whatever God wants to do. Some preachers are going to panic if you don't fall down. They want to help you by pushing you over or putting so much pressure on your head you drop to your knees just to get some relief. Some of what goes on in prayer lines is theatrics. Give me if I've insulted anyone. One time I heard a pastor ask a man to get up and be a catcher. And the man looked at him and said, "If God's knocking them down, he'll see to it they don't get hurt." Isn't that amazing? So don't get the wrong idea about falling under the power of God. Yes, it happens. Absolutely. When the presence of God came into the temple, no one could stand for the weight of his glory. When the anointing is flowing and something is being imparted, it can be very heavy. I was catapulted into deliverance ministry through an impartation of anointing. And I'm not going to go into that story tonight. Maybe next week I will give that testimony. But for now, we need to go on with this impartation of the anointing through touch. Because I think we all understand putting a hand on someone. What about a hug? Let me tell you this, anointing can flow through a hug in a very powerful way. Now, obviously, you can't go around hugging everybody you meet. But there are appropriate times and places to hug someone. You can impart comfort, peace, love, joy, all sorts of things with a simple hug. And believe me, the world needs it. They need more comfort. They need more peace and love and joy. Hugging someone creates a powerful spiritual force that can break down walls of rejection and emotional pain. People who are hurting are terrible huggers. So when you hug them, hold on. Hold them. Tell them you love them. Their hearts will begin to soften. One hug at the right moment can change a person's life. It can even save a person's life. When you're prompted by the Holy Spirit to touch someone, don't be afraid to do it. Don't be afraid of germs or rejection or other people's opinions. Be appropriate. If you're hugging someone, of course, be appropriate. But know this. If there is an anointed purpose in the hug, then the anointing will be released.
Amen. Well said.
It was. Sorry about
that. A thing that came to mind was when you were talking about the person who was weighted down by the glory of God. And I felt that. I've known it in my own life as the heavy of God. You can feel his presence. It isn't physical, but it is. It's like you can't even explain it. But you can feel the weight of the anointing, the power of God come over you. And I've also experienced another time where I was in a service and the pastor asked me to close in prayer and I couldn't speak. Absolutely, just could not speak. I tried and had to get somebody else, but I was so caught up in the spirit in that meeting. So I think we're going to see a lot more of that in the coming days. The need is heavy. The need is deep. And I believe we're going to see some amazing manifestations of the anointing in days to come. Hallelujah. Moving along, reaching out your hand to someone communicates a lot. Not only does it communicate power for physical or mental healing, but also it communicates acceptance of that person. The hand communicates acceptance, it communicates the love of God, and it brings people together. Reaching out eliminates tensions. It says, I want to bless you. Give to you, to minister to your need. When we were looking up scriptures about touch and the impartations involved, it was surprising to see how many times the anointed touch lifted people up. Here's a few examples in scripture. Daniel 8:18. Now as he was speaking with me, I was in a deep sleep on my face toward the ground, but he touched me and set me upright. Daniel 10:10, and behold, a hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hand. Matthew 8:14-15, and when Jesus was coming to Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever, and he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. Matthew 17:7, and Jesus came and touched them and said, arise and be not afraid. In Acts 3:6-7, then Jesus said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength.
Thank you, Lord. You know, that's just a sampling of what we found. But the point is this. An anointed touch can encourage a person to get up and get on with his life and purpose. When we lay hands on people, fear goes. Sickness goes. Infirmity goes, the lame walk, the blind see, lepers are cleansed, and devils are cast out. Hallelujah. The anointed touch also heals brokenness and opens our spiritual ears to hear God. So I want Phil to give this last scripture for tonight. It carries a very powerful revelation.
Luke 22, verses 49-51. When they which were about him saw what would follow, they said unto him, Lord, shall we smite with the sword? And one of them smote the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. And Jesus answered and said, suffer ye thus far. In other words, that's enough. And he touched his ear and healed him. Touch heals brokenness and brings restoration, especially in the aspects of life that we need in order to fulfill God's purpose in us. In the Hebrew culture, the right ear represents our ability to hear from God. When he picked up Malchus's ear and put it back in place, Jesus symbolically stated, I am restoring your ability to hear from God, to get the downloads from heaven that you need to follow your destiny and stay on track. Sometimes the world and hell take out a sword and chop off our ability to hear God's voice. We feel dry and lifeless and without purpose or direction. The devil wants us in the bondage of spiritual deafness, but God will restore through his anointing our ability to hear him when we allow him access.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So, if you're willing to turn your hands over to God, be the glove, he's the hand, then we're going to invite you to pray with us to release his anointing through your hands. But here's something to think about before you pray. There may be something in your life that needs to be set right. Holy Spirit's talking. Open your ears. Psalm 24 says, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? When people come to you, they are seeking something from God. You are standing in the holy place of God Almighty, and you need to be right in your heart. That does all. Who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lift up his soul to vanity. Don't be prideful, nor sworn deceitfully. That is religious phoniness. To stand in the place of God, releasing his anointing, we need the pure heart that we talked about last week. We need to have clean hands. We have to humble ourselves. And we must be honest and transparent before him. Hallelujah. You know, when you confessed that sin was not when God found out about it. What's going on with your hands? Your works. Your hands represent your works. Are they clean? Are they purely motivated by love for God and love for God's people? If there is anything you need to bring before the Lord so that he can cleanse your hands, do it now. Do it now in order to position yourself for success and not failure. So we're just going to give you just a minute. And it doesn't take long for the Holy Spirit to move. Father, I just ask that by your Holy Spirit, you reveal to your people if there is something moving in their hearts that they need to remove from their hearts. And Lord, I stand in the gap for them, and I just remit any sins of omission. Any sins of not doing the right thing. He who knows to do good and does it not, it is sin. I remit that sin in the name of Jesus Christ. And I'm going to ask Phil if he would just lead us all in this prayer tonight to seal this word. God says he follows his word with signs. We all need more anointing to flow in us and through us. You know, when God's anointing starts flowing, it's not just to benefit you. It's for those around you. He's looking for pipelines. He's looking for pipelines to flow his resources into the earth. No matter what it is, whether it's money, whether it's your talents, gifts, and abilities, the anointing that he flows, his healing, he's looking for a release. He's not looking for a vessel to pour into. He's looking for a vessel to pour out of. And he will position you in a place to draw out of you what he has put into you. So pray this prayer aloud, out loud. Hallelujah.
Well, I think you're reiterating what from last week is the right heart attitude. And it's not us kind of pushing this thing out. It's not pushing it out. It's God doing the work and just us releasing the power, allowing God to work through us.
Amen.
And having a willing heart. So, Father God, you are an awesome God. And I thank you for restoring my ability to hear you. And I ask you to grant me the willingness and courage to respond rightly to you. I need to release your anointing so that I can be about the family business, doing good and healing all who are oppressed of the devil. Release anointing through me as I lay my hands on others in purity and power. I give you my hands, Lord, to use it for your purposes. I ask that you flow anointing, uncorrupted.
I ask that
and uninterrupted through my hands, so that I will impart the encouragement others need to get up and get on with what you've told them to do. That a touch from you through my hands will turn a life around, renew a dream, impart new hope, and bring healing. Once again, Father, I ask for the ability to release your anointing, to unwrap the bindings from my resurrected life, and to unwrap others from the winding bands that have bound, have them bound and blind. Flow your gifts through me, Lord, and keep me aware that you alone are God, and every gift is yours and is to be directed by you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
In the name of Jesus, I just sever any generational cords of iniquity and evil soul ties that have hindered your people from positioning themselves to receive and to flow, to release your anointing. Lord, I repent on behalf of your people who have received a spirit of oppression that makes them heavy and lethargic rather than tapping into the joy that you have already put within us. Thank you, Lord, that you have included us in that resurrection daily. In the name of Jesus, I just praise you and I thank you, Lord. I send back in the Spirit anything that has come through the generations that hinders your people from releasing, receiving and releasing your anointing. And I take back for them what you meant for them to have. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. And before we close our meeting tonight or take any questions, I also, the Holy Spirit has been reminding me to speak to you about hugging people. There are a lot of people out there, women especially, who are very leery of being hugged because of abuses from the childhood or past or present unmet needs or wounds. And I just want to tell you, all of you ladies, appropriate hugging, when you are hugging a man, the best thing that you can do is put your hand right in the middle of his chest as you hug him. That puts your hand between his chest and your chest, and you can still impart that love of God to that brother without any fear of some other kind of spirit being involved or whatever. And men, when you are hugging the ladies, the best thing to do is to put an arm around the shoulder to hug that lady. Now, I admit to you, there are some women who are not shy about hugging, and they may just wrap their arms around your neck. Who knows? But, you know, just be aware of, yes, this is a very important way to express the love of God. But there are appropriate ways to do that, and the anointing flows So don't make anybody uncomfortable. And if somebody, ladies, comes up to you and, you know, it's a little too long or a little too much for you, if you've got your hand there, you can just put a gentle little nudge backwards to say, okay, that's, I got it. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Anybody has any comments or questions tonight, please push your star 6 key. That will unmute your phone. Questions or comments tonight? We're going to have an early night tonight. Star 6, unmute your phone. Okay. We were either really clear or very confusing.
Hey, good using it.
Hello, oh,
really
my dear.
Clear.
Thank you.
Really clear. Awesome, awesome. Yes, most definitely. Truth is truth. Yes. A pure heart. Yes, yes, yes. We continue to strive.
Yes. Amen. Thank you, dear.
Good work. Good word.
God bless you. Yes, have a great. Yeah. Go ahead, Nick.
I'm sorry. I had opened up to you about the same time. Me and my wife did all the same time. Okay. Yeah. Thank you, brother and sister. Such a blessing word tonight, yeah. And such a pure heart, too, yeah. Thank you. Thank you, brother and sister. We're here basking in it still. Thank you, guys.
Amen. Thank you, Mitch. God bless you.
Blessings.
I'd like to make a comment.
Okay, Finn.
The scripture, I think I'd written down Psalms 24. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart. And I really felt the Lord put a, how do I say this? I really felt convicted to operate in that more fully, because it's through that, doing that and operating in that with clean hands and a pure heart, that the anointing will flow. And so I, you know, I'm going to meditate on that more. And yeah, this was really good tonight. I enjoyed it.
Amen. Thank you, Ben. Thank you for that. And we do need to meditate in the scriptures, and meditation in the kingdom of God is an active meditation. It's not a emptying yourself and receiving whatever comes along. So yeah, meditate in that scripture and live it. Let it change you. Hallelujah. Anybody else before Phil closes tonight? Thank you all for joining us. Thank you so much. And I'm going to ask Pastor Phil to seal this word and bless us into speak.
Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you for your word. We ask that you seal it in our hearts, Lord, that it becomes real to us. that we can operate in this anointing with truth, a pure heart, and with your leading, Lord. Thank you that you are leading us and guiding us in your ways with your anointing. I just ask that you touch us all, Lord, with your anointing this evening. And from here on out, Lord, that you make things clear, speak to our minds, our hearts, Lord, in amazing new ways as we grow in you. And we ask that you seal these words in our heart, and as Aaron, the high priest of the children of Israel, the people of God, in Numbers 6th chapter, blessed them, we close with the Aaronic benediction in Hebrew and English. God bless you as you receive it. And I ask that someone please mute their phone. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yivarech Adonai v'yishmarech Yiyar Adonai panav eilech yifunech. Yisar Adonai panav eilech v'yasem lech shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift his face unto you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance unto you and give you shalom, give you peace. And I add in Yeshem Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, who is our Sar Shalom, our Prince of Peace. And Lord, we just thank you for blessing us. We thank you for the blessing. And I just thank you, Lord, that you're encamping your angels around your people this week. Give them a God-filled, glorious week in you. And let them anoint them in a powerful way this week to grow and to do, and with signs following, that they can do exploits for you, Lord, as they come and go in their daily lives. Surround your angels around them, Lord. Bless their comings and goings, as we bless you and honor you with all our hearts, with all our minds, with all our strength, in the mighty, precious name of Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord forever. We will be back here, folks, in the morning at 7:15 for the King's Table. If you want to join us for prayer and Bible reading, Monday through Friday, 7:15, same number, same access code. This message will be repeated on Friday as the Holy Spirit leads. And he had a lot more to say than was in our notes tonight. So I don't know what he'll say Friday night, but I can't wait to hear what I got to say. Hallelujah. God bless you all. We love you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Ben.
Good night. Good night. Good night. What a blessing. Amen.
Good night, Vince.
Good night, brother, sister.
Good night, Montana man. That's a beautiful state.
Yeah, it is.
Good night.
Good night, Joan.
Thank you so much.
Good night, Joan. Glad you could make it.
Yeah,
good night.
I got to make some. Thank you. Bye.
Good night.
Okay,
bye,
bye
now.
Bye-bye.
Praise the Lord.